This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at armed forces' action against terrorists. Opposition had earlier extended its support for any action that the government takes in the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack. Our correspondent has filed this report.
By launching strikes against terror camps in POK and Pakistan, India used its right to respond to attack on its soil. Operation Sindoor has sent a strong message to the world that India will not tolerate any terror attack, and the operation also demonstrated Narendra Modi government's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. The Union Cabinet met yesterday, in which Prime Minister Modi hailed the armed forces for successfully conducting the operation and dismantling terror hideouts. By conducting Operation Sindoor, India lived up to the commitment that those responsible for the Pahalgam attack will be held accountable. The operation lasted 25 minutes and 9 terrorist sites in Pakistan and POK were destroyed in this retaliatory action. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Ladakh, the stranded tourists whose outbound flights have been cancelled due to closure of Leh Airport following Operation Sindoor are being offered free accommodation during their unplanned stay in the region. Tourists who have checked out from the hotels or guest houses are stranded in Leh can avail this relief gesture from the hospitality industry. Thousands of tourists are stranded in Ladakh due to cancellation of operation of all the scheduled flights to Leh sector. All the stakeholders of hospitality industry of Ladakh, under the banner of All Ladakh Hotel and Guest House Association, have announced their decision to express the support and care to the tourists during the unseen situation to deal through support system through the industry. U.S. lawmaker has called for Pakistan to not use the current tensions with India as pretext to further undermine democracy, while another offered full-throated support and endorsement of India's retaliatory strikes. Radha Krishnamurthy, who is of Indian descent, said that in the wake of last month's horrific terrorist attack in Pahalgam, the need to combat terrorism and prevent future violence has become even more urgent. Meanwhile, Sri Thanidar, the second Indian descent lawmaker, said terrorism cannot be tolerated and it cannot go unanswered. Thanidar added that India has the right to defend its people and he stands firmly with their ally in its efforts to dismantle these extremist networks. Krishnamurthy from Illinois and Thanidar from Michigan are members of the Democratic Party. Culture Ministry has successfully secured the postponement of the auction of the sacred Piprahava Buddhist relics by Sotheby's Base, Hong Kong, which was scheduled for yesterday. The Piprahava relics were excavated in 1898 by William Claxton Pepe. These comprise bone fragments of the historical Buddha, along with soapstone and crystal caskets, a sandstone coffer, and offerings such as gold ornaments and gemstones. An inscription in Brahmi script on one of the caskets confirms that these relics are of the Buddha, deposited by the Sakya clan. The majority of these relics were transferred to the Indian Museum, Kolkata, in 1899 and are classified as AA antiquates under Indian law prohibiting their removal or sale. A portion of the bone relics was gifted to the King of Siam, while a selection of the funerary gems retained by W.C. Pepe's great-grandson, Chris Pepe, was listed for auction. India defeated South Africa by 23 runs to set up a title clash with Sri Lanka in the Women's Tri-Nation ODI cricket series in Colombo last night. Jemima Rodriguez's career-best century and half-tons from opener Smriti Manthana and Deepthi Sharma saw India post a huge 337 for 9 before the bowlers, led by pacer seamer Amanjot Kaur and off-spinner Deepthi Sharma, restricted the opponents to 314 for 7. India ended their round-robin phase with 6 points from 4 games. Sri Lanka, on the other hand, have 4 points from 3 games and could garner 2 more points if they beat South Africa tomorrow. South Africa, after losing 3 consecutive games, are out of contention even though they have a match to go against Sri Lanka tomorrow. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 2 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.